Our officiating crew for tonight's tilt has been assigned by the Missouri Valley Conference. The referee, Randy Heimerman. The umpires, Ed Crenshaw and Craig Murley. Our opening tip-off this evening presented by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of Illinois State Redbird basketball. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Birds break huddle with Poindexter, Banks, Foster, Burford, and Lewis. NKU counters with Robinson, Vincent, Warwick, Wells, and Atiazare. It's Atiazare at 6'9". Kendall Lewis, 6'8", the toss, the tap, and the opening touch. Controlled by Illinois State. The Birds will attack the basket to our left, and we are underway on this Wednesday night. Burford high on the left, out between the rings over to Banks. He draws Warwick defensively, comes back to his left, tosses left wing Burford into the post they go. Lewis tried to thread the needle into the paint to find Foster, but broken up by NKU. Lead feed up ahead in the forecourt. Here's Wells left of the key, and he kissed it home off the window and in. And that's how our scoring opens tonight. Birds turn it over on their first touch, and it results in L.J. Wells' first two of the night. 2-0 Northern Kentucky just underway, 40 seconds gone by.
They play 2-3 zone. They say it's man-to-man, but it's more of a matchup zone, and just really scramble defensively.
They are athletic and long. As you said, they can force some turnovers. 22 on Saturday. Poindexter a three halfway down the cylinder. It popped out, and the weak side rebound collected by Marquez Warwick. Up ahead, Vincent. Atiazare gives to Warwick. He's top of the key, guarded by Banks as the Birds open up man-to-man. Here's Robinson to the foul line. A bounce into the post, but a little bit too far out of the outstretched right hand of Atiazare. Goes out of bounds, baseline left. And NKU turns it over back to the Birds. 2-0 Norse.
Northern Kentucky loves to get into the paint. That's one thing they stressed today at practice. Illinois State did. Just keep them out of the lane.
40 of their 71 points on Saturday in that win at IUPUI. The result of getting into the paint. Birds attacking forecourt left. Here's Banks, guarded by Vincent. He'll put the ball on the deck. Jump pass, right sideline over to Poindexter. Slashes into the lane right to left. Refeeds Banks out high. Two-handed pass, short corner left to Lewis. Back above the arc, Burford tosses right side. Banks will trigger a three and splash it down. Dalton Banks from downtown for the 10th time this year. The Birds have their first lead, 3-2. 18-13 to go, open in half. Atiazare on the dribble, left of the key against Foster. Foster deflected his shot away. They pass it above the arc over to Vincent, who now angles left of the circle. Tosses to Warwick, right point. He'll work left around a Wells screen. Hesitation, dribble down the left side. Scoop shot didn't go. Atiazare had the ball knocked out of his hand by Foster, and the Birds come right to left, leading 3-2. There's Poindexter. Top side now to Banks. He'll direct traffic. Guarded by Wells. Goes right around a high ball screen set by Foster. Keeps the dribble alive. And circles back out of the right hash mark. High post feed over to Lewis. Turns on Atiazare. Takes it on the left-hand side of the lane. Kicks it back out. Burford. He'll slash into the paint. Against the double. Kicks to Lewis. Three ball left side. Ring it up. Kendall Lewis from downtown. He was 2-2 on Sunday in the win over Murray State. His fourth three ball of the year, and the Birds lead it 6-2. Three ball left corner to answer out of the hands of Robinson, and that's off the mark, and Foster pulls down the carom for Illinois State. One shot now for NKU. Banks in his pocket, picked on a double team. Warwick took it away in a reach-in foul upcoming against Illinois State. As Banks reached back in after Vincent and Warwick double teamed him top of the key. Warwick came away with the basketball, and Banks got called for the reach-in foul, his first, team foul number one.
That's a swarming defense that Northern Kentucky. Doesn't look like it'd be all that much fun to play against. They seem to trap almost everything, overplay everything. Got to have ball movement against that kind of defense.
Here's Michael Bradley, a graduate student transfer out of Division II Mercyhurst out in Erie, Pennsylvania. He leads his ball club second in the Rising League. He has over 5 assists per contest. Robinson a touch right side. Vincent shakes right, goes left down the lane. Blocked from behind by Banks, and the Birds come away. Here's Foster. Feeds Banks over the 10-second line. Angles right of the circle. Had his pass picked off by Vincent. Banks got it back. Fires right corner. Poindexter. His three goes off the mark. Foster the offensive board, up with the left hand, scores low left. Got Robinson to leave his feet, and then Foster finished left of the rim for his first two. And the Birds, after trailing 2-0, have rattled off 8 straight, 16-17 to go first half. Right corner, Warwick rising a three, and he splashed it down. They're not a great three-point shooting team. That's Warwick's 19th of the campaign for the leading scorer at 18.5 per contest. Lewis takes it to the foul line. Passes left corner, Poindexter. Feeds the post now, Foster. He's left of the key. He'll turn on Cade Meyer, draw a double team. Kicks it out over Poindexter with 11 to shoot. Malachi at the left point, drives on Warwick. Bobbled the dribble. Bradley has it, takes it away. Lead feed up ahead, Robinson. On the left sideline, Robinson gives to Warwick. To the foul line, down the lane, all the way to the hole with the left hand, and he scores. Marquez Warwick has 5 of Northern Kentucky's 7, and the Norse have pulled back within 1 at 8-7, 15-31 to play first half.
Yeah, their defense get a lot of deflections, a lot of takeaways. They're very good defensively so far.
Banks top of the key gives Burford. High post feed, Lewis rising, 15-footer on the way. Rebound tipped up by Foster. It rolls out, and the rebound controlled by Vincent of NKU. Up the left side comes Bradley to a trailing Vincent. Got away with a walk, gives it right point Warwick. His three ball is good again. And NKU is back out in front. Warwick, a 35% three-ball shooter, has 2 so far in the opening half. Give him 8. And the Norse, a 10-8 lead with 14:56 to play first half. Lewis turns at the foul line. He's guarded by Warwick. Retreats on the dribble behind the arc. Top side, they come to Burford straight away, guarded by Bradley. They switch off him. Give it right sideline to Banks. Tosses right corner to Lewis, matched up with Vincent. Skip pass, left corner, Poindexter trying to get some space. Drives on Robinson, left baseline, 2 to shoot across the lane. Kendall Lewis lays it up, and a great feed by Poindexter. He drew the D, shoveled across the lane to Lewis, who has 5, and we're tied at 10 apiece. Here's Vincent for NKU. Right side, Bradley, feed the post, caught by Meyer, off the window, and rolls out. Foster the rebound for the Birds. Quickly up ahead to Banks. Left corner, Burford. Teardrop right hand on the baseline is good for Darius, his first 2 of the night.
Yeah, good recognition of the defense that time by Darius.
Birds back in front, 12-10, 13:59 to play first half. Vincent across the lane, left to right, stops foul on extended right. Gives to Robinson. Down the lane, drives on Lewis. Teardrop right hand, left it short. Lewis the rebound, and reach in foul. Called against NKU. This is going to go against Cade Meyer, the transfer out of Wisconsin Green Bay. That'll be his first. And the Birds will have it when we come back. Timeout on the floor. 13:48 to play in this opening half. It's Illinois State 12, Northern Kentucky 10. Back in a moment. This is Illinois State Redbird basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.